Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington. And as we near the year's end, these are good times to reflect on the past year and see what all has happened in 2021.
Today, we talk about the best moments of Nashville during this year.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Feels like it's been the fastest year of my life. Literally, like the Christmas Day bombing that happened last year, it feels like it happened yesterday. And
yeah.
This in 2021 is almost done. You're just like, whoa, what just happened to this year?
It has gone very, very fast. Like the events of 2020 felt like they were this year.
Yes. Oh, hands down.
Which is very interesting. It's very interesting that everybody else has felt the same way. The same way too. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. We're going to look back today at, you know, some of the good things that have happened in 2021 for Nashville. And you know, we're doing this for two reasons. One, because we want to reflect and, you know, just a reminder of what's happened in 2021 to Nashville on the good side of things. The second reason we want to highlight the good things is because for the Christmas Day episode, it's going to be very hard to have a normal Christmas Day episode in Nashville since the Christmas Day bombing last year. So we will be highlighting and recalling some of what happened on that day for our Christmas Day episode. So it's actually like pretty heavy Christmas Day episode.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, very unfortunate, but I think it's very good to remember some of the things that have happened here in Nashville. But today we're going to be talking about some of the good stuff. Before we get started, comment below. If you're not subscribed on YouTube, first of all, subscribe to our YouTube channel,
yes,
xplr.nash on YouTube. You can, if you're watching on Facebook or if you're listening, just head over to YouTube, type in explore.nash, xplr.nash, and make sure you subscribe there. But on our YouTube channel, we want you to do two things. Comment below with two things. One, what you think was Nashville's greatest moment of 2021, or your favorite Nashville moment of 2021, and what is your favorite moment in 2021? Doesn't have to be Nashville related. So put those in the comments. We'd love to see how your year has been here. Before we talk about our favorite things that happened to Nashville and what has been a good thing in 2021, we do want to make sure that everybody who can sign up for this system has had the opportunity to sign up for the Spike program that Davidson County has partnered with the Partnership to End Addiction in order to create this Spike program. It is a Spike Alert by Text program. It's a free and confidential program. It delivers customized messages directly to a subscriber's cell phone. What this does, the system allows families, caregivers, and community members to receive spike notifications of overdoses issued by local law enforcement and public health officials. Program participants can also receive messages from the Partnership to End Addiction customized to their family's needs, providing additional support, information, and resources to address a loved one's substance use. You can learn more at drugfree.org/spike or text spike to 855-963-5659. Also, if you go to nationaldailypodcast.com in our show notes for this episode, you will see this and have the opportunity to click on it or text there. So make sure head to nationaldailypodcast.com for the link or drugfree.org/spike.
Now it's time to get into the highlights of 2021 for the city of Nashville. And these are our personal favorites. This is no one else's list. This is our list that we've made.
But we're happy to share it with you. It can be your list.
It can be your list.
Our list is your list.
Yes. And then just comment below. What's your favorite moment that we're talking about? And then what moment stood out to you in Nashville for 2021? But I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think one of the best moments in 2021 is the opening of 5th and Broadway. Or Fifth and Broad. Same thing. And it's changed names now. The street name.
Yeah, it's not Fifth anymore. So what can you do? Wipes away the whole moment. No, you're absolutely right. The opening of Fifth and Broad, I think, hits number one for our list. The reason for this is this took, in our opinion, this took Nashville from a city with a thriving downtown to a city with a thriving downtown with mixed-use developments in their downtown area.
Oh, hands down.
This was the first major mixed-use development, I believe, in the core Lower Broadway downtown area.
Yep.
And because obviously the Gulch is a very, very good mixed-use area, but it's so far away from Lower Broad as far as walking that it's a very – if you're in the Gulch, you'd have no idea that Lower Broadway existed from where you're at in the Gulch. And so – this mixed-use development took what people really liked about Nashville, and that's a great food experience. That's a pretty good shopping experience for people who come in to visit. It's not kind of full yet, but the experience is getting there.
And it's a really good TikTok experience, watching all the people that live in the place, the original OG name, the place, and have them all do their TikToks with the Batman building behind them. I think we need to show this Instagram real quick just to see what Fifth and Broad is all about. It's crazy to think about how much happens at Fifth and Broad.
I will say this. Their photo opportunities there right now with their Christmas decorations are fantastic. If you want to do a little photo shoot downtown, Fifth and Broad has a really good opportunity to do that right now.
But like just the permanent view they have of the Batman building in downtown because of the Ryman being a National Register Historic Place. Like,
right, correct.
Let's just open up this photo a little bit more. But like that permanent view.
That's the most likely not going to go away.
Oh, absolutely not. Unless Tootsie's develops into something bigger than what they are.
You never know. That's true.
They may go up to 20 stories.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Tootsie's. But they just have so many options here. They have a lot of shopping, as Aaron mentioned. The food options, I think it's closer to 30 different food options at Fifth and Broad.
That's just in their Assembly Food Hall. I think they have a few more.
Below it.
Your Blanco, your 1230, your Slim and Huskies, your Shake Shack. Lots of things, Elixir Coffee. So lots of things even outside of the Assembly Food Hall area on the upper floor.
But the best part about Fifth and Broadway, and I'm going to say this later on in the week too, is the 1230 Club. The 1230 Club has elevated our dining experience to truly have like a jazz type of food experience in Nashville. The 1230 Club, especially the third floor, is amazing. The steakhouse is fantastic. The service is remarkable, and it's truly one of those places that really stands out on the map in Nashville that opened in 2021.
Yeah, because it reminds you of places similar to like Hudson Yards in that area in New York.
Yep.
So it, you know, it mixes in a lot of unique elements into the picture. You might be saying, Aaron, a mixed use, you need live, work, and play. Well, the work part is Alliance Bernstein, which is a powerhouse company that has moved into the remaining part of Fifth and Broad. And, it's cool to see how many people have come in from New York and from other areas to work there at Alliance Bernstein. They're an investment company from New York that moved their headquarters down to Nashville. And so it's been really cool to see that. But overall, if you've not visited Fifth and Broad in downtown Nashville yet, then absolutely that needs to be something on your list to do, maybe even before the new year.
But speaking of headquarters coming to Nashville, some big announcements that have happened this year. The announcement of Oracle, Smith & Wesson,
Ford. Even though it's over in the Memphis area, I still count it.
The HCA expansions, the other companies moving from Massachusetts. I think there's six companies moving from Massachusetts in the next 2 years.
Probably a billion from California.
It feels like a billion from California. we get messages all the time. They're like, hey, we're about to relocate from California. What should we expect? And we're like, hey, watch our podcast and watch our videos on YouTube. You could subscribe to that YouTube channel, ExploreNash.com. We're going to throw it up here on the screen. Head to that and subscribe. But the amount of jobs that have moved here is absolutely mind-blowing. I think Middle Tennessee alone, if I remember correctly, if I'm doing the math in my head right, it's anywhere from 20,000 to 25,000 job announcements just coming to Middle Tennessee alone. And 8,500 of those jobs is Oracle.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if unprecedented is the word, but we're moving at some tremendous rates here in Tennessee. Also, kind of that combines with that, the unemployment rates in Tennessee have done fairly good. It's really been good to see where we were at the beginning of this year. Obviously, pandemic causing a lot of the unemployment rates, but moving down to 4% here in Tennessee, making us a very strong state. Economically, I think that is good news within 2021 that Tennessee is recovering from the economic hardships of a lot of labor loss towards the beginning of the year, obviously earlier in 2020 from the pandemic, but making our way down into that 4% range for unemployment in Tennessee, I think is a high mark for Nashville itself. I think that has made a major play in Nashville, and a lot of companies moving down, and Nashville has really gone back to work in 2021.
And what's really fascinating about 2021, and we've covered this extensively here on the podcast, is an area called River North. This is where Oracle is going to be moving into. But River North is actually a part of a plan for a very large area that's south of River North, and that's the East Bank. I think 2021
even beyond.
I think 2021, and this has really been like a really cool thing to see this year, is the focus on the river development, either the East Bank, River North, or a little bit further west.
Yes,
people and the city have really been focusing on like, hey, we have this incredible access to a body of water in downtown Nashville, but we do not utilize it for restaurants or for green space. This is something that is really exciting, and I don't think we're really going to see the fruits of the labor of these conversations for at least 3 to 5 years.
Yeah,
but in 3 to 5 years, we could actually be utilizing the river that like we've never seen since the early 1900s.
And it's really exciting. And for us as a podcast, personally, we have really, really taken the time to explore the possibilities along the Cumberland River. It was kind of our exploration into seeing what is possible along there. We've spent a lot of time talking about that, mostly because we really have a lot of faith that the development is going to push our city into incredible directions along there at accelerated rates. And so we've taken a big focus on River North, on the East Bank, on the Cumberland River, on that Trinity Lane area and beyond, because, you know, huge things are happening in that area. And so that's why it's made some of the most impactful moments for Nashville in 2021 is kind of the discovery in the East Bank projects and everything that is going into that area.
Another very impactful moment for 2021, and this one I think really stood out to us, is you have the Christmas Day bombing that happened on Christmas Day of 2020. But over this last year, the city of Nashville has taken the time to really get to know what people want for the future of First and Second Avenue. And we recently covered the renderings of what this could look like with walkways through Second Avenue connecting to First Avenue and having a lot of opportunities to utilize the river with restaurant space and green space right there on the river. And then just even the opportunities on Second Avenue to allow like some type of migration or something with CMA Fest. It's going to be really fascinating to see how this pans out over the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, and Nashville really leaned into the redesign of what First and Second Avenue used to be. And I think everybody's kind of embraced that vision for it, and, you know, making sure that that area returns to a very walkable and friendly area. You know, it's not just meant to house just random businesses. I think they're going to be very intentional on who goes in there. The connection from Broadway to Fort Nash Borough, I think, is going to be vitally important. You have 10,000 plus people walking through Broadway every day, and they don't know the founding of Nashville Fort replica is just a few feet away. The disconnect is strong, and I think this area from First or from Second moving into First and that focus there will heavily connect Broadway to the roots of Nashville.
Another thing that really stood out to me, and this is my personal favorite throughout the year, is the amount of green space that the city of Nashville and the residents are investing in. And I really think of that park that's going to be open towards Donelson. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's close to an 800-acre park. And it's
on an island, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's like right in the bend of the Stones River and the Cumberland River, so it's in a high flood risk zone. But this park is going to be absolutely incredible. I'm really looking forward to it. Aaron, what was your favorite moment of 2021?
For 2021, 5th and Broad is probably the top one for me because, it's one of those things where you don't necessarily know if you're going into a new house or something like that, or you're remodeling a room. You know, I don't necessarily have the vision to see what it could look like without renderings or, you know, until you walk into the space and feel what it looks like. That's what 5th and Broad has kind of been, is you don't really know the impact that it's going to have. It has the National Museum of African American Music there. It has so much for Nashville that I think it was missing. And it wasn't until we walked into that space that you're really able to feel what it could do for the city and the impact it's going to have in downtown Nashville. So I think that's why 5th and Broad is one of my favorites for this year.
I would also agree with that. It's going to be very fascinating within 2 to 3 years, having the Nashville Yards almost fully complete, having the connectivity over into Midtown, possibly where the Beeman properties are going to be developed. It's going to be very fascinating. If we get highway caps.
There you go. Comment your favorite moment of 2021 for Nashville and you. Tomorrow, we're talking about top food.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.